Thank you for joining us for the Mormon Channel Relief Society program from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On the first week of each month, the Mormon Channel presents quotes and insights on the Relief Society visiting teaching message. This month, the message is entitled, Daughters in My Kingdom. What does it mean to be a daughter in Heavenly Father's Kingdom? Today we will be talking about the answer to that question and discuss how Relief Society teaches about our divine identity and infinite worth as daughters of God. We will also touch upon some of the challenges women face. We will then focus on how studying the history of Relief Society can strengthen women in their roles and responsibilities. Finally, we will share stories and quotes that emphasize the importance and value of daughters in Heavenly Father's Kingdom. We are daughters of our Heavenly Father. He knows us, He loves us, and He has a plan for us. Part of that plan includes coming to earth to learn to choose good over evil. When we choose to keep God's commandments, we honor Him and acknowledge our identity as His beloved daughters. Relief Society teaches us about this divine heritage. The Lord organized the Relief Society through His prophet Joseph Smith. Joseph taught that the purpose of Relief Society is to relieve the poor and save souls. President Joseph F. Smith stated that part of the work of Relief Society is to look after the spiritual welfare and salvation of all the female members of the church. Visiting teachers should ask themselves, "How can I help my sisters reach their potential as daughters in the Lord's kingdom?" The history of Relief Society teaches the divine identity and infinite worth of the daughters of God. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President, said,
"As daughters of God, you are preparing for eternal designations, and each of you has a female identity, nature, and responsibility. The success of families, communities, this church, and the precious plan of salvation is dependent on your faithfulness. Oh, dear sisters, how we love and pray for you. The purpose of Relief Society is to prepare daughters of God for the blessings of eternal life as they increase in faith and personal righteousness, strengthen families and homes, and seek out and help others who are in need."
As daughters of God, we have been invited to ask ourselves, what is the mission of a covenant daughter of God and disciple of Jesus Christ? President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, said of discipleship,
"By patiently walking in the path of discipleship, we demonstrate to ourselves the measure of our faith and our willingness to accept God's will rather than ours."
Striving to live as a disciple of Christ takes consistent and determined effort. The world today is full of opposition and distraction, which Satan uses to discourage and confuse the daughters of God. The adversary's goal is to divert God's children away from the path of righteousness. Speaking of the challenges of our day, Julie B. Beck taught,
"We know that many sisters live in oppressive or dangerous circumstances. Some are constantly hungry, and some must summon daily courage to continue in faith despite disappointments and being betrayed by others. Because we are living in the last days of this earth, there are signs of a great struggle everywhere. The Book of Mormon describes what is happening, and I quote, 'For behold, at that day shall Satan rage in the hearts of the children of men and stir them up to anger against that which is good. And others will he pacify and lull them away into carnal security, that they will say, all is well in Zion. Yea, Zion prospereth, all is well. And thus the devil cheateth their souls and leadeth them away carefully down to hell. And behold, others he flattereth away, and telleth them, there is no hell. And he saith unto them, I have no devil, for there is none. And thus he whispereth in their ears, until he grasps them with his awful chains." Close quote. In the growing climate of entitlement, excuse, apathy, and enticement, daughters of God who are not watchful, prayerful, and inspired are increasingly at risk of becoming what the scriptures describe as silly women who worship a variety of strange gods. Sadly, as a result of life's difficulties and the world's popular heresies, many sisters believe the myths more than the truth. Their misalignment with God's plan is demonstrated in findings that many are not doing essential things, such as praying and reading scriptures. The Lord Himself has said that this is a day of warning and not a day of many words.
In the Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, the Lord admonished Emma Smith to hold fast to sacred covenants. The Lord tells us that His voice is unto all. As we prayerfully seek to understand the counsel and warnings in the following verses, the Spirit will help us know how to apply them in our lives. And verily I say unto thee, that thou shalt lay aside the things of this world, and seek for the things of a better. Wherefore lift up thy heart and rejoice, and cleave unto the covenants which thou hast made. Continue in the spirit of meekness, and beware of pride. Keep my commandments continually, and a crown of righteousness thou shalt receive. And except thou do this, where I am, you cannot come. President Howard W. Hunter stated, "You are chosen to be faithful women of God in our day, to stand above the pettiness, gossip, selfishness, lewdness, and all other forms of ungodliness. Recognize your divine birthright as daughters of our Heavenly Father." Sister Beck taught that the Relief Society was organized to be a defense and a refuge. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord authorized the organization of the Relief Society to unite women of the church and strengthen them against the evil of the latter days. Sister Beck continues,
"Relief Society clarifies our work and unifies us as daughters of God in defense of His plan. In this day of mistaken identities, confusion, and distraction, Relief Society is meant to be a compass and guide to teach the truth to faithful women. Righteous women today seek an outpouring of revelation to resist distractions, fight evil and spiritual destruction, and rise above personal disasters by increasing their faith, strengthening their families, and providing relief to others. Our presidency has prayed, fasted, pondered, and counseled with prophets, seers, and revelators to learn what God would have us do to help His daughters be strong in the face of the calamity which should come upon the inhabitants of the earth. An answer has come that the sisters of the church should know and learn from the history of Relief Society. Understanding the history of Relief Society strengthens the foundational identity and worth of faithful women."
Sister Beck then went on to tell about the publication of a new book entitled Daughters in My Kingdom, The History and Work of Relief Society. This book, written and published under the direction of the First Presidency, teaches the history and work of Relief Society. Chapter 1 of the book describes the contents and purposes of the book. It states, "Through historical accounts, personal experiences, scriptures, and words of Latter-day Prophets and Relief Society leaders, this book teaches about the responsibilities and opportunities Latter-day Saint women are given in Heavenly Father's plan of happiness. The history of Relief Society teaches the divine identity and infinite worth of daughters of God. It is a spirit-filled story of strong, faithful, purposeful women who have served with little public recognition. Through a study of this history, Latter-day Saints can see that our Heavenly Father knows His daughters, that He loves them, and that He trusts them with sacred responsibilities, and that He guides them as they fulfill those responsibilities. In their efforts, the women of the church have united with men who hold the priesthood to build God's kingdom on the earth and strengthen the homes of Zion. The value of this book is not so much in the dates and facts it provides, but in the purposes, principles, and patterns it teaches. The teachings, stories, and examples in the book can guide sisters in establishing priorities and practices in their lives that will help them increase faith and personal righteousness, strengthen homes and families, and seek out and help those in need. Studying the history of Relief Society will help women increase their appreciation for the past and their understanding of their spiritual heritage. President Spencer W. Kimball, the 12th president of the church, once stated, "We know that women who have a deep appreciation for the past will be concerned about shaping a righteous future." President Boyd K. Packer taught,
"The Relief Society was organized and named by prophets and apostles who acted under divine inspiration. It has an illustrious history. Always it has dispensed encouragement and sustenance to those in need."
Sister Beck taught that studying the history of Relief Society gives definition and expression to who we are, disciples and followers of our Savior Jesus Christ, and daughters of our Heavenly Father who loves us.
We study our history to learn who we are. There is a worldwide hunger among good women to know their identity, value, and importance. Studying and applying the history of Relief Society gives definition and expression to who we are as disciples and followers of our Savior Jesus Christ. Our faithfulness and service are signs of our conversion and commitment to remember and follow Him. In July of 1830, at the beginning of the restoration of His church, the Lord selected His first female leader, and in a revelation to her, He said, "I speak unto you, Emma Smith, my daughter. For verily I say unto you, all those who receive my gospel are sons and daughters in my kingdom." The history of Relief Society teaches us that our Heavenly Father knows His daughters. He loves them. He has given them specific responsibilities, and He has spoken to and guided them during their mortal missions. Additionally, the history of Relief Society elevates and validates the standing of women and demonstrates how they work in companionship with faithful priesthood leaders.
Through the history of Relief Society, we learn of our divinely appointed mission to prepare ourselves, our families, and others for eternal life. We do this through personal righteousness and service as we strengthen the homes of Zion and as we lift, bless, and teach others. Sister Beck continues,
"We study our history to learn what we are to do. Through our history, we learn how to prepare for the blessings of eternal life. The Relief Society, as an organization, has always had the responsibility to organize the energies of the sisters in the wards and branches of Zion. Through Relief Society meetings, the ministry of visiting teachers, and their combined service, daughters of God are taught, watched over, and inspired in their responsibility in the Lord's work and kingdom. It has always been a responsibility of the Relief Society to participate in the work of salvation. From the beginning of the restored church, the sisters have been there first, last, and always in responding to the happenings of everyday life. From Relief Society, sisters go forth to serve in primary, young women, Sunday school, and other efforts, and they be our beacons of light and virtue to the rising generation. Personal service builds each individual sister, and the united service of millions of faithful women creates a formidable force of faith in the Lord's work. History shows that since the beginning of the Restoration, sisters have been at the forefront in sharing the gospel, and they continue this effort as they serve missions, prepare young men and women to serve missions, and invite their friends, neighbors, and family members to share in the blessings of the gospel. We also learn from history that the Prophet Joseph Smith used Relief Society meetings to instruct the sisters in their preparation for the temple. Today, family history and temple work continue to be some of the primary obligations of Relief Society.
Through the history of Relief Society, we learn of great examples that inspire us to move forward in the work of this great organization. One such example was shared by Sister Sylvia H. Allred. She described the blessings that came to her own mother, who, though a new convert, served faithfully in the Relief Society.
"What does the Relief Society do for the women who accept the gift of activity in the organization? How does Relief Society bless families and homes? My mother was a recent convert to the church when she was called to be the Relief Society president in our small branch in San Salvador. She told the branch president that she was inexperienced, unprepared, and inadequate. She was in her 30s, had very little formal education, and her whole life had been devoted to the care of her husband and 7 children. But the branch president called her anyway. I watched my mother rise to the occasion. While serving, she learned leadership skills and developed new gifts such as teaching, public speaking, and planning and organizing meetings, activities, and service projects. She influenced the women in the branch. She served them and taught them to serve one another. The sisters loved and respected her. She helped other women to discover, use, and develop gifts and talents. She helped them become builders of the kingdom and of strong spiritual families. She stayed faithful to the temple covenants she made. When she passed away, she was at peace with her Maker. A sister who served with her as a counselor in the Relief Society wrote me a letter years later. Quote, "Your mother was the person who taught me the way to become what I am now. From her, I learned charity, kindness, honesty, and responsibility in our callings. She was my mentor and my example. I am now 80 years old, but I have stayed faithful to the Savior and His gospel. I have served the mission, and the Lord has blessed me greatly." End of quote.
As we study the history and purpose of Relief Society, we learn to set priorities according to the Lord's will. Through the examples of faithful Latter-day Saint women in our history, we learn to stay focused on the essential things. These are things that will sanctify us and qualify us to receive the Lord's guidance in our daily lives, so that we may fortify families and future generations. Through this divinely appointed organization, women of the church are connected to a great worldwide sisterhood from all walks of life. The history and work of Relief Society unites faithful daughters of God, past and present, and builds a legacy of faith that will strengthen and bless the generations to come. Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, stated, "This great circle of sisters will be a protection for each of you and for your families. The Relief Society might be likened to a refuge, the sanctuary of ancient times. You will be safe within it. It encircles each sister like a protecting wall." Speaking further about Relief Society as a circle of sisters, President Packer shared the following experience.
"Some years ago, Sister Packer and I were in Czechoslovakia, then behind the Iron Curtain. It was not easy to obtain visas, and we used great care so as not to jeopardize the safety and well-being of our members, who for generations had struggled to keep their faith alive under conditions of unspeakable oppression. The most memorable meeting was held in an upper room. The blinds were drawn. Even at night, those attending came at different times, one from one direction and one from another, so as not to call attention to themselves. There were in attendance 12 sisters. We sang the hymns of Zion from songbooks, words without music, printed more than 50 years before. The spiritual living lesson was reverently given from the pages of a handmade manual. The few pages of church literature we could get to them were typed at night, 12 carbon copies at a time, so as to share a few precious pages as widely as possible among the members. I told those sisters that they belonged to the largest and by all measure the greatest women's organization on earth. I quoted the prophet Joseph Smith when he and the brethren organized the Relief Society. I now turn the key in behalf of all women. The society is organized according to your natures. You are now placed in a situation in which you can act according to those sympathies within you. If you live up to these privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associate. If this society listens to the counsel of the Almighty through the heads of the church, they shall have the power to command queens in their midst. The Spirit was there. The lovely sister who conducted with gentility and reverence wept openly. I told them that upon my return, I was assigned to speak at a Relief Society conference. Could I deliver a message from them? Several of them made notes. Each expression, every one, was in the spirit of giving, not asking for anything. I shall never forget what one sister wrote. A small circle of sisters send their own hearts and thoughts to all the sisters and begs the Lord to help us go forward. These words, circle of sisters, inspired me. I could see them standing in a circle that reached beyond that room and circled the world. I caught the same vision the apostles and prophets before of us had. The Relief Society is more than a circle now. It is more like a fabric of lace spread across the continents.
Recognizing the power of Relief Society to serve others and to help individuals increase in faith, Zina D. H. Young, 3rd Relief Society General President, promised the sisters in 1893, "If you will dig in the depths of your own hearts, you will find, with the aid of the Spirit of the Lord, the pearl of great price, the testimony of this work." United in our testimonies of the gospel, daughters of God all over the world are moving His kingdom forward through the work of Relief Society, increasing faith, strengthening families, and providing relief. Lucille Leonard shares her testimony of the great work of Relief Society in her own ward and stake.
I had a nice privilege of and the blessing of serving as a ward and stake Relief Society president a number of years ago. My first reaction when I received that calling was, "Oh my goodness, are you sure? There's so many women in the ward and stakes Relief Societies that much better qualified, I thought were more spiritual and more experienced." I have a feeling that a lot of us have that same question and fear in our own mind. I soon learned that the sisters of the ward or the stake were the ones that really served each other. I was called to administrate and to organize. A few years ago, a young mother in our ward fell while carrying her baby and broke both of her ankles. Her injury required full bed rest, which meant that the mother would not be able to care for her own children, especially the small baby that she was carrying at the time when she fell. The recovery took several weeks, and the Relief Society presidency were wondering, okay, do we ask for the other sisters in the ward to help? They were overwhelmed with response from the sisters in the ward. The meals were provided for at least 4 times a week for, about 6 weeks worth, and the oldest child was transported to and from school each day, and the sisters, many of them went into their home and served several times a day to take care for the younger daughter and the new baby, and the mother, of course, and the children were bathed, the house was clean, the laundry was done, and the family received so many blessings, and in turn, the sisters in the ward cherished the service that they were able to provide. As sisters, we are so blessed, and we're blessed beyond measure to be members of this church. We are blessed also to belong to such an inspired Relief Society organization. I love being a member of the Relief Society and the service that I've been able to provide, and hopefully the sisters in my own ward and stake feel the same.
Throughout the history of the church, prophets and apostles have taught about the valued role of the daughters of God in building the Lord's kingdom in these latter days. M. Russell Ballard stated, "My dear sisters, we believe in you. We believe in and are counting on your goodness and your strength, your propensity for virtue and valor, your kindness and courage, your strength and resilience. We believe in your mission as women of God. We realize that you are the emotional and sometimes spiritual glue that holds families and often ward families together. We believe that the church simply will not accomplish what it must without your faith and faithfulness, your innate tendency to put the well-being of others ahead of your own, and your spiritual strength and tenacity. And we believe that God's plan is for you to become queens and to receive the highest blessings any woman can receive in time or eternity. Elder Quentin L. Cook said,
"Our doctrine is clear. Women are daughters of our Heavenly Father who loves them. Much of what we accomplish in the church is due to the selfless service of women. Sisters have key roles in the church, in family life, and as individuals that are essential in Heavenly Father's plan. All members of the Church of Jesus Christ are to labor in His vineyard for the salvation of the souls of men."
President Thomas S. Monson stated,
"You, my beloved sisters, know who you are and what God expects you to become. Your challenge is to bring all for whom you are responsible to a knowledge of this truth. The Relief Society of this, the Lord's Church, can be the means to achieve such a goal."
Through the history of Relief Society, women of the church learn their vital role in Heavenly Father's plan. Sister Beck explained, quote, "As daughters of God seeking eternal life, we can go forward with confidence, inspired by examples of those who have gone before us. Through our study of history, we learn that there is strength and great capacity in the women of the church, which come from their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His restored gospel. This faith has given women the ability to make correct choices and overcome challenges and difficulties. It has enabled them to call upon the fire of their faith and the power of their covenants to be exemplary in their mortal experiences. In every country, there is found a legacy of faith among the women who have helped to establish the church and strengthen the homes of the Latter-day Saints." Unquote. Let us remember that we are daughters of God and that we have an important and valued place in helping to build His kingdom. Thank you for joining us for the Mormon Channel Relief Society program and our discussion of the March 2012 Visiting Teaching Message, Daughters in My Kingdom. For more information on this program or for a link to the text of the Visiting Teaching Message, visit mormonchannel.org. To share a story or experience with the Mormon Channel, email us at mormonchannel@ldschurch.org. This has been a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.